I became interested in predator and parasitoid relationships on cereal leaf beetle in the Pacific Northwest. We've been in a situation the last several years that if field scouts see a cereal leaf beetle, they have the field sprayed with Warrior, which is a pyrethroid insecticide, and it wipes out everything, absolutely everything, for several weeks. It's a good insecticide if you're interested in putting insecticides on an environment. What we did was, let's see, I advanced it.
Use the mouse. Probably easiest, maybe use the mouse. Just hit the left button.
There we go. Here's the adult cereal leaf beetle near Pomeroy, Washington, where I do my research. It's been around for at least 15 years. Yeah, and is in the last 2007, where population explosion years for cereal leaf beetle. Here are eggs. There's been a lot of desire, a lot of focus on finding an egg parasitoid that can survive in the Intermountain West, cold winters, hard time to keep parasitoids over. Have a viable attack on eggs by an insect that tends to like warmer temperatures in the spring than the cereal leaf beetles require. So here is what I did. This is a photograph of my mouse here. These are feeding damage from cereal leaf beetle larvae. These smears are the skins of small larvae consumed by Hippodamia convergens. The only predator, the only active feeder on cereal leaf beetle in the early instars. They eat the eggs, they eat all the small instars up until even small third instar larvae. Here's another picture. It shows larger larvae with some skins in the picture. There's a carcass in here, and these are feces from the cereal, the ladybird beetle. What they do, and this shows in this slide, the ladybird beetles will roll the larvae over on their backs and then feed on their body parts or soft body parts through their bellies. And the reason for this is cereal leaf beetles have fecal mantles that are protective against birds, other would-be predators. And so we have adapted a predator parasitoid system of insects that insert the egg or just feed on the underside of the beetle and avoid the nasty fecal matter which is left in case of predation. This is the main predator. It's Hippodamia convergens. They're very common in the Pacific Northwest. They overwinter as adults in the mountains just to the east of our wheat growing area. And the interesting thing is only adult Hippodamia beetles feed on the cereal leaf beetle larvae. There are no eggs or larvae of ladybird beetles present in the field. They seem to move into the field at the end of May, feed for about 2 weeks, reduce the population of cereal leaf beetle, and then migrate out to where they actually do their mating and they're feeding on some other prey. So I don't know the mechanism, attracted to cereal leaf beetles in the spring. For us, early spring or late spring would be April, May for sure. A lot of times we have cold weather up until the middle of May. Okay, this is a protocol. There were seed treatment pesticides here, and that's really another talk, but I'll comment on its effects. We had a 5-treatment repertoire of seed treatment pesticides on a variety of wheat, which is super susceptible to just about anything that attacks wheat. And we use these treatments as would be applied in a, for wireworms in spring wheat. And the effect on Hippodamia beetles was zero. They were able, if the larvae, the cereal leaf beetle larvae survived the insecticide treatment, the ladybird beetles could feed on them with impunity. Likewise, the Tetranychus, the T. julius ichneumonid, which other people have studied. Here is the 31st of May. It's just before the cereal leaf beetle population increased and started to feed. So these are the numbers of cereal leaf beetle per plant. And this shows the effect of insecticides here. High rates of gaucho and cruiser, lower rates of cereal leaf beetle. But most of these lighter rates and the check are comparable for the amount of cereal leaf beetle in the population. After 2 weeks of ladybird feeding, this is what the population looks like of cereal leaf beetle. And this side of the chart shows the amount of reduction. And the check, of course, reflects the actual feeding without any inhibiting effects from insecticides on cereal leaf beetle. And as you can see, it's about 43% reduction in the cereal leaf beetle population prior to the advent of the parasitic wasp, which kind of cleans up 93% of the beetles surviving the ladybird feeding were parasitized. And we had pretty good biological control. And I think that I want to work more with the cereal leaf beetle epidemia situation and try and develop some things that are diverse from the wasps that are raised and that are present much earlier than the T. julius wasps and which are around to feed on eggs without having an egg parasite, a predator. Here's Tester Stichus julius, just to show that they stick their ovipositor under the leaf, the cereal leaf beetle larva. They're pretty good at this. And the parasitoid sampling method we use is Terry Miller, who is insectary manager at WSU. He does transect surveys of the entire field and dissects the larvae in the lab to find out how many parasitoids there are, how many of the larvae are parasitized, and he found 93% in this particular site by June 14th, after 40%, approximately 40% of the eggs, the first and second and early third instars are destroyed by coccinella adults, it still leaves lots of cereal leaf beetle. 60% of the population would still be viable and feeding in the wasps move in and parasitize the rest. I should point out that this research was done in an insectary I created just for the purpose of studying cereal leaf beetle and their predators and parasitoids. I got another minute or so.
2 minutes.
I'll just conclude with that. We developed over a period of 3 years a field insectary, leaving the stubble all winter and not destroying the stubble until late February when the parasitoids have emerged from their pupae down in the soil. So, and we have refuges similar to Dr. Brown's work in the research farm. It's very diverse, and I have an area that I do wheat only studies on year after year, and certainly, we're building up a natural enemy population by doing this. On the other hand, most of the farmers in the area still want to spray at the sight of one beetle, and they're very, I'm getting some takers though on leaving everything alone and just ignoring the cereal leaf beetle. They really don't do any damage. In this trial, there were 40% of the flag leaves infested, and there was no difference in yield. The cereal leaf beetle may be in, like seeing Jay Karen's pictures from Utah, but it's really not a major pest that requires instant insecticides. And I just want to point out Lambda cyhalothrin and its various names is a product of choice against cereal leaf beetle, aphids, and other things in wheat. But it just wipes out everything, being a pyrethroid. It's a good pyrethroid, but next year we're going to look at parasitoids being reduced in numbers. We're going to do some work on exactly what are the tolerances of cereal leaf beetle for insecticides. Okay?
Great, thank you.